This is the Chief Minister of Pakistan's Balochistan province. The four-year rule of Nawab Aslam Rai Sani hangs in balance after the country's Supreme Court declared that his administration failed to control the violence in the province.
While the provincial government is technically still in place, its legitimacy has come under close scrutiny after the Supreme Court ruling. That is why the Balochistan Chief Minister, along with his entire cabinet, appeared before the Supreme Court in what appears to be a desperate move to save his rule.
His efforts have won a temporary relief for his administration as the Supreme Court granted the government 2 weeks to suggest a way out of this constitutional impasse.
The Supreme Court in its ruling has clearly said that the Balochistan government has lost its constitutional authority to rule the province because of its failure to protect the fundamental rights of the people. But the court has directed the government to clarify its position until November 19.
The Federal Interior Minister also attended the court proceedings and attempted to bail out the provincial government by suggesting that the pro-Taliban militants and Balochistan Liberation Army were being behind the unrest in the province.
The federal government is doing whatever it can to ensure the law and order situation in Balochistan. But we have to understand there are foreign forces which are trying to destabilize the country. In this situation, sacking of the provincial government is not the solution to the problem.
Balochistan is Pakistan's largest province and is considered strategically important. But in recent years, the province has remained in the grip of violence, with target killings and incidents of forced disappearances on the rise. Fingers have also been pointed out at the country's powerful military for being behind the violence, a charge it strongly denies. But the Supreme Court says the Balochistan government is answerable to what is happening in the province. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.